It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about a recent surprise discovery at UW-Madison, specimens that were collected by George Washington Carver.
First, some sobering news from USA Today Network Wisconsin. The number of babies born in the state addicted to opiates is on the rise. According to their analysis of data from different state departments, the number of babies born addicted to opiates has more than doubled since 2009. In Wisconsin.
Our next guest joins us now for a look at how local governments are reacting. Anne LaChapelle is the Access and Initial Assessment Supervisor for the Wood County Human Services Department. Anne, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So typically speaking, for someone in a human services department, when do you find out about a child who's born addicted to opiates?
Generally, what I've been seeing more of in recent years is we're typically getting those reports for unborn babies. So typically the information is coming into us prior to the baby's delivery and birth.
So what's in your toolkit, I guess? What kind of reaction are you able to provide in that situation?
We do those types, if the information is coming from a credible, reliable source, obviously some sort of professional or medical provider, or if we have a history with that individual, what will likely happen is a social worker will be assigned to go out and complete an assessment on the concerns. Typically, we'd be asking the expectant mother to submit to some urinalysis tests so we can confirm or deny if she is, in fact, abusing drugs or alcohol. And then we kind of go from there, depending on how receptive she is or wanting to engage in services with our department.
So assuming that she does cooperate in that situation, what kind of services would be available?
Typically, we would work, the unit that I supervise, Child Protective Services, we're housed in our Family Services Division, but we work quite closely with our behavioral health staff, which would include our drug and alcohol counselors, and would work with those staff to get an assessment intake scheduled so they could kind of identify what service delivery system would be most appropriate. In some cases, it might be outpatient counseling. In other cases, more serious cases, we might be looking at trying to facilitate some residential inpatient treatment for that expectant mother.
And if the expectant mother didn't cooperate, I understand under state law there are some, in effect, coercive measures that that can be taken.
There was legislation enacted a number of years ago. It's been on the books for probably at least 20 years now. We operate primarily under Wisconsin State Statute 48, the Children's Code. And in there is legislation that does provide for us to seek and establish jurisdiction over unborn babies in cases where we have confirmation or proof that a mother has been exhibiting to a severe degree a dependency on alcohol or other controlled substances, and that use of that drug is, in fact, putting her unborn baby at serious risk.
As I understand... Well, as I understand it, this has come up just 11 times in Wood County over the last handful of years. But as we mentioned, around the state, we're seeing numbers go up. So maybe there's not a norm, but does the expectant mother usually cooperate and work with the services that you provide?
It really varies. I mean, I think in the past, probably more of the cases that we dealt with involved maybe an alcohol dependency or cocaine. In more recent years, I think we're seeing more of the methamphetamine heroin addiction, which, you know, from what I can see so far, is a much more difficult addiction to overcome. And so probably in the past year, a handful of cases I can think of, we haven't had as much success engaging the mothers in services, or they've made attempts and maybe have relapsed quite quickly. So it really is kind of varies across the board. What we do in those situations, we can actually request our district attorney's office to file legal jurisdiction prior to the baby's birth with hopes of getting the mother engaged in some services, because the goal is to really keep her as clean and sober as possible for the duration of that pregnancy, so that that unborn baby has the best possible outcome, you know, upon delivery.
Talking to Anne LaChapelle from the Wood County Human Services Department, looking at a news statewide from the USA Today team here in Wisconsin, finding a rise around the state in the number of babies born already addicted to heroin and other opiates. So let's talk, Anne, about once the baby is born, they are addicted to opiates. What happens then?
Well, typically what happens upon delivery, depending on where that expectant mother is at in her recovery process, If she's not, you know, willing or interested or open to services at that time, what's likely going to happen is we would take custody of that baby upon birth from the hospital, physical custody. Oftentimes those babies aren't ready to be discharged within 2 to 3 days, like a standard delivery. And so they would remain hospitalized, often in the neonatal intensive care unit, for up to 3, maybe 4 weeks as they kind of go through that withdrawal process so they can be medically monitored. If at that point we don't feel it's safe for the baby to return to the mother's care, if she's still actively using, obviously those babies tend to be a lot more colicky or difficult to soothe, and so it's kind of not an ideal combination to put a very, you know, high needs baby, newborn baby with a drug addicted parent. So typically what we do is we look first to see if there's relatives that would be available to take temporary placement of that child. Oftentimes we have success in locating relatives for that purpose. If not, then the next best option would be looking at one of our county licensed foster homes to accept placement of the baby.
Right. It sounds like you're trying to avoid a dual problem of the physical problem of the baby addicted to an opiate, and then the parent trying to deal with their own addiction at the same time.
Right, right. And so that would be just be setting up that parent for failure, either for potential further neglect of that newborn baby, or even in some cases, you know, physical abuse. So, but we try to, in some cases, we have had success where the expectant mom has been open to services. We have a variety of options that we can look at depending on where resources are at as far as availability. But we've had, in the past, we've had situations where we've helped facilitate admission into an inpatient facility. And then once they go through that inpatient treatment program, maybe stepping down into some sort of a halfway house program or community-based residential facility, a clean and sober living environment until they can kind of get stabilized. But again, I think in the past year or two, we've seen that become a lot more challenging just with the level of addiction that we have seen. And, you know, recovery does not come as easily as we may have experienced in past cases.
Well, and given that, it seems like the best case would be to avoid this conversation, avoid this problem altogether. Are there efforts in Wood County to reach out, keep people from getting addicted to heroin, expectant mothers in particular?
I think on a broader sense, I know that our Wood County Health Department has had some great initiatives in the last 3 to 5 years. They have, longer than that, they've had a Healthy People Coalition, and right now they have some subcommittees looking at specific topics, one of them being drug and alcohol dependence, not just for expectant mothers, but just the community at large, and looking at it kind of from a two-pronged approach, from effective treatment options, as well as what preventative measures can we take to kind of avoid people becoming addicted. So I think there's different things happening at different levels within the community, but certainly we recognize it is becoming, you know, more of an issue, not just here in central Wisconsin, but I think across the state.
And thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
That was Anne LaChapelle, Access and Initial Assessment Supervisor for the Wood County Human Services Department.